victory. It's the Book of the Week.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, and you know what that means? It's Book Club Day. Welcome to Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club with me, Magic Matt. I've got Laurie Westron with me, and we've got another guest author with us. So, who have we got today, Laurie?
Good morning, Matt. And yes, this morning we have Nick Morrish joining us in the studio. Now, Nick locally is known as the author with two names because he's published two previous novels under the name of Chris Blackwater, two thrillers, which are fantastic reads, by the way. But today, Nick is here under his own guise with a new book that is quite different. So the book is called The Perfect Fool, and I'll just give you a little bit of a taste of what it's about. Unemployed journalist Dylan Wright is held up by a group dressed as medieval knights engaged in digging up the Hatfield Tunnel. This bizarre encounter lands him a job investigating Britain's quirky cults, including Gnostics, heretical nuns, and a paranoid religious militia. His provocative articles result in his home being burnt down, and he seeks refuge with a group of delusional hedonists. Is he their unlikely savior, or just their perfect fool? Wonderful. Welcome, Nick. This sounds like a fantastic book.
Thanks, Laurie. Yeah.
It must have been a lot of fun to write, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. I let my imagination run pretty wild with this one. And it was a lot of fun to write. Very easy to write.
Brilliant. So maybe tell us a little bit about Dylan, first of all. Where did he come from in your imagination?
This all started quite a long time ago when I was living up in Lincoln and didn't have much money and Dylan's a little bit of me, but he's slightly crazier and angrier. He's quite an angry character, but he's a young guy just setting out on his career, and it's already been curtailed by, but what I've referred to as artificial stupidity. So his job's disappeared, and he's desperately looking for another one.
Fantastic. So Nick, I mean, I know you as a thriller writer. Why have you now turned to writing fantasy novels?
If you look to my bookshelves at home, they're about probably 50% crime and thrillers, 50%. Sci-fi and fantasy, and the fantasy is generally not really serious fantasy. It's not much elves and dwarves and swords and stuff. It's the what would broadly be called contemporary fantasy. And humorous comedy fantasy, that sort of thing.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about contemporary fantasy.
Well, that's a bit of a broad brush term, but it's anything that is set in the real world, usually in the modern day real world. But there are other things happening, you know, supernatural things or fantastical things that you can't quite explain. So it's putting a little bit of magic into the real world, I guess.
Ah, fantastic. I like that. What would you say, is it easier to write a fantasy than real life, or how do you go about doing it?
I think that certainly this sort of fantasy is kind of easier, because if you're writing Lord of the Rings or something, you have to spend an entire lifetime concocting a world to run your story in, whereas I've cheated and I've just taken the real world and put a few fantastical elements into it. But still, it still has to make some sort of sense, and you still have to have a background for, you know, I've invented half a dozen religions and cults for him to visit. So they're based roughly or vaguely on real cults and so on that I've read about, but But you've still got to come up with a backstory for all these guys that he's got to visit and kind of somehow mesh that into a story that makes sense.
Amazing.
And I hope it does.
Amazing. Nick, we're going to take a break for a song, but we'll be right back in a few minutes talking to Nick Morrish about his latest book, The Perfect Fool. So welcome back. We have been talking to Nick Morrish about his book, The Perfect Fool. And Nick, I just want to talk to you a little bit more about the cults that you have created for your book. I mean, that in itself sounds quite a fun thing to do. But what started you writing about cults and alternative religions?
Well, as I said, I was working up in Lincoln at the time when I started this a long time ago. And there was a, let's call them a fundamentalist religious group rather than a cult.
Right.
Who were quite big in the area. And they used to hang around outside Lloyd's Bank on a wet Tuesday and harangue the people who go by. And I was always fascinated. And if I was going in the bank, I'd have a chat with them. They were slightly scary, but, you know, they seemed like nice people. You know, they had a totally different lifestyle to all the people around them, and I just thought that was fascinating. And I wrote a short story. Originally, it was going to be somebody who was trying to escape from the group, and they wouldn't let them, you know. I gave it a different name because I didn't want them chasing after me with pitchforks or anything. But in the end, I thought, well, suppose these guys who say they have some sort of secret knowledge that us mere mortals don't have, suppose that's true, you know, suppose they do have some secret knowledge, but it's not quite what they think it is. And the story sort of flowed out of that. And that was it. That got me interested in reading up about other religions and you know, alternative religion, New Age stuff, and cults and everything. And it's quite fascinating.
Nick, one of the things that interests me is that all of your chapters are song titles. How did that come about?
It was a theme I was going to have originally with the book, and there was going to be more about music in it, but as it turns out, quoting lyrics and of songs is a big no-no, and
it
I didn't realize that at the time. So it got paired back to just having the song titles suggesting something about the song that then suggests something about what's going to happen in the chapter. And I thought I enjoyed that. People have said to me before, if you're going to write what's basically a comic novel, you don't just want chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You want something interesting.
Wonderful.
As a chapter title, and song titles a good way to go with that, I felt.
Fantastic. You know, I've had the pleasure of listening to you read some of your short stories and excerpts from various things that you've read in the past, and you do have a particular dry wit that is just hilarious. So how difficult would you say it is to balance comedy and some of the more serious themes that you're dealing with in the book?
I find it slightly easier with this one. When I'm writing thrillers, the comedy comes from the sort of conversations that people have when they're in a stressful situation. It's quite dark humour in a way, you know, like the emergency services sort of humour. And so that kind of banter, and you don't want to take that too far because, you know, they're in a dangerous situation and there's bad things happening. You don't want to take the humour too far, whereas this is coming from the other direction. This is a comedy first.
Yeah.
and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I have to rein in so it's not just a long-running gag or something, and it does actually have a story, but as long as you can contain the story and get across what... You know, there are some serious themes in here, if I want to get those across, but... You know, basically it's a comedy. You're meant to laugh. So
fantastic.
I have more free reign with this one.
Fantastic. So, Nick, where can people buy your book?
It is available online from Amazon. You can go into any of your bookshops and order it. I don't think it's on the shelves in Waterstones just at the minute, but you can certainly order it from any bookshop.
Wonderful.
And hopefully we'll be rolling it out to some local bookshops as well in the near future.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, thank you very much, Nick. And we're going to play a song request from you. We'll be right back with the second part of the Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club in just a few minutes.
Welcome back to Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club with me, Magic Matt, and I'm chatting with Laurie Westron. We had a fantastic interview with Nick earlier. There's books in the city all over the place.
Yes, there are. We've got Bookfest continuing. Mm. And so I just thought I'd maybe tell you about a few events that are coming up that have caught my eye that I think will be really good.
Okay, so what do you think I should go to this time?
Well, we've talked a little bit about writing and how to kind of get involved with that. And so Richard Salisbury, who is one of our PAC members and has written one fantastic book. Well, he's actually written two fantastic books, one of which is published and one of which is about to be published. But he is leading a short story workshop on Saturday. I think it will be very good. So that's going to be at the Portsmouth Central Library from 10 a.m. to noon, and the cost for that is £5, and it's aimed at everyone, really, from a complete beginner or somebody who's much more experienced. Richard is a great tutor, and I think it will be a lot of fun.
Just say £5 and that's it?
£5. Yeah, that's all. That's all.
Ridiculously cheap.
2 hours. That's right. 2 hours of writing instruction and exercises. You just can't beat that.
Fantastic. So what else is going on?
Right. On the 4th of March, so that is a Tuesday, I'm actually going to be interviewing a woman called Christine Lord, who is launching her book, Women at War.
Right. And I remember you talking about this before.
Yes. It's a fantastic book. Christine is a journalist. And it's based on some interviews that she did with women survivors of the war, German women survivors of the war.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
And, it's coming from a completely different perspective than a lot of the books that we've read about that time period.
Mm.
And it's a really powerful book. And I'm going to be interviewing her as part of her book launch, and that is going to be at the Portsmouth Central Library as well. Tuesday, 4th of March, 2 to 3:30 p.m. And tickets for that event are £5 as well.
Again, great value.
There's absolutely
so much you can get from this book fest. I'm really surprised.
Oh yeah, there's lots going on, and they are all very nominally priced.
Yeah, they obviously want everybody to go along.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
I almost forgot. On Saturday, the 1st of March, there's also another event, which I think is quite interesting. This one is it's called Write Royal Tales Writing Workshop. So it's another writing workshop.
All right,
and
okay.
This one is led by our friends Jackie Green and Christine Lawrence.
Oh, yes, you know those two.
We do. And it's going to be at the New Theatre Royal. The workshop includes a guided tour of the theatre. And so I think that will be quite interesting because, it's always, I think, interesting to see behind the scenes of these places. And I know the Theatre Royal has a big history, so yes, I think that will be a very good workshop. Price for that is a little bit more, so that is £16.
Okay.
But that is including the tour, and it is a 3-hour workshop. So, again, it's very good value for money.
Well, two authors and a tour.
Absolutely.
That sounds cheap to me.
The last workshop that I would like to mention takes place a week from today on the 6th of March, and that is a workshop led by William Sutton, who mentioned a number of times, but he is, again, another fantastic writing tutor, and this event is called Writing for Procrastinators.
I'm not sure if I'm going to go to that one. I'll have a think about it.
I've attended this workshop twice in the past, and it is very good at inspiring people to get going. It's all about, you know, looking at strategies that you can employ just to help yourself get past that hurdle and get some words on the page.
Sure. I think a lot of people struggle to get started with writing, don't they?
Writers
are another really useful workshop.
Yeah. Writers are absolutely notorious procrastinators. Will talks about this in his workshops, but there's something about, you know, the anxiety that writers experience. You know, when you have a story in your head, it's perfect. As soon as you start writing it, it's no longer perfect. And you kind of have to accept that and get past it. And then that's when you're able to start developing it and making it into a story that you can be, you know, proud of. But you have to accept that in the beginning, it's not going to be perfect.
Well, that's why we have drafts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that is, as I said, Thursday, 6th of March, 6 to 8 p.m. That is an online event. So people hopefully will be able to attend that from the comfort of their own homes.
Oh, a good one if you don't want to go out in the wet then.
Absolutely. Will is also doing a live session of Writing for Procrastinators at the Cosham Library, just across the road, from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock on Friday the 7th. So they are both, you know, really good opportunities.
It's really going to help with people who are probably sitting there thinking, how do I get started on writing my story?
Absolutely.
I think most people have got a story in them, but it's
sitting down
and
doing it.
Getting the motivation and the sort of almost courage to start
writing. That's exactly what it is. It's getting the courage, and Will is very good at inspiring that courage in people. So, both of those are great events. And just one last thing, also on Friday, the 7th of March, is the local author book fair. And that will be at the South Sea Library. It's a free event, 11 o'clock until 2 p.m. And there'll be lots of local authors there. Just looking down the list here, we've got Otto Redman, a horror writer. Andy Hanlon, he's a travel writer. So we've got lots of people who will be there talking about their books. Helen and Richard Salisbury as well will be there. So a lot of PAC authors are involved in that, as well as authors who aren't yet members of PAC.
So a great place to go and meet some authors and buy some books.
Absolutely. And get to talk to the author firsthand. Lovely.
Sounds very exciting. Well, that all sounds absolutely fantastic. Lots of exciting stuff going on at Bookfest throughout the city. That brings us to the end of the book club, unfortunately. We'll see you again next week. Thank you again for coming in, Laurie. And we'll hand back over to Patrick.
Bye.